These bandanas make it hurt. Welcome to the Breaking Down the Bytes podcast. Interested in the IT field and looking for a way to break in? Are you a college student or looking for a career change? The IT industry is booming and has tons of opportunity. It's vast, complex, and can be overwhelming, but we can help. Come along as we break down some of the barriers as your insider to the tech industry.
Hey everybody, welcome back to this week's edition of Breaking Down the Bytes. As usual, I'm your host, Pat. You can find me on Twitter at Layer8Packet. That's the number 8. You can find Kyle on Twitter as well, Danith256. He's riding shotgun as usual. You can find the show on Twitter at Breaking Bytes Pod. We're pretty active on Twitter, so come say hello. If you do like the show, don't forget to subscribe on your favorite streaming platform of choice. Head to our website, breakingbytespod.io, and all of the streaming platforms are there with a subscribe link. So check it out and make sure you don't miss an episode. Kyle, what's up, man? Back for another week. How you doing?
That's it. Doing great. Beautiful weather out there. Crazy.
Gorgeous. Gorgeous.
I don't even know what's going on. It's like swampy, freezing weather, and now it's like 75 degrees, sunny.
Yeah, we had like 4 days of rain straight. And the was a hurricane down there in Florida, Ian, I think it is. They named it. So anybody listening in Florida, we hope you're doing all right and get back on your feet. We are certainly thinking about you. I have some relatives down there. So yeah, totally thinking about you. Couple notes right off the bat. Thursday. So 2 days from now, when you're hearing this, Thursday, we are doing a live podcast. Our first live podcast ever. Woo! And the crowd goes wild. We are doing our first live podcast. It'll be Thursday, October 13th.
Yeah.
The big 1-3. 8 p.m. Eastern. October 13th, 8 p.m. Eastern. Right here. We'll be live streaming from our platform that we record on, which happens to be Riverside.fm. Shout out to them. We'll be live on our YouTube channel and Facebook and LinkedIn as well. So we're going live everywhere. We're trying to reach the masses. So come hang out with us. The topic is the ever scary IT horror stories. Oh man, we all know y'all got one. So come, come with your beverage of choice and your favorite scary IT story. What did you break? How did you break it? How many people did you affect? We wanted to know all the juicy details. So come hang.
When it went sideways, how sideways did it go?
That's right. We want angles. We want to get down and dirty with the IT horror stories. We figured with the month of October and all the scary season that is upon us, come with your IT horror stories and come make it fun. So Kyle and I will be on video so you can see our ugly mugs. And then also, yeah, I better dress up for that one. And then put a clean shirt on, you know what I mean? Come on.
No gravy stains.
That's right. Wipe the crust out my eyes. Let's go. Yeah, so we'll be on video so you can come chat with us, come hang. And we'll just make it a party and a real good time. So Thursday, October 13th, that's 2 days from now when you guys are hearing this, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern, come hang. We will have a link up on our website to the riverside.fm platform, but you can check us out on Facebook, YouTube channel, Twitter. They'll be everywhere. So follow us on some sort of a form of social media and you'll get to us. So it's all good. All right. Now that that's out of the way. Oh, I have one more. I forgot to mention. We mentioned it last week. Our friends in TechAware, my friend Nikki, her nonprofit company, TechAware, they're doing their Women Wine and Tech event. They're branching outside of the Pennsylvania borders of where we all reside. The first one is in, we told you about it last week, is in Burlington, Massachusetts, in the New England area. That's October 27th, 5:30 to 7:30. And that's at Microsoft campus at 5 Wayside Road in Burlington, Mass. The event link will be in the show notes. It's a free event. All you gotta do is register, tell them you're coming. So it's women wine and tech. So it's basically just a bunch of women getting together, you know, conversating, I think they're doing headshots and resume help and just general helping women get into tech and just camaraderie, that kind of thing. So go check that out. And then as of this week, they have another event in Washington, D.C. That's going to be Thursday, November 3rd, 5:30 to 7:30. That's going to be at 5404 Wisconsin Avenue, 7th floor, Chevy Chase, Maryland. Man, Chevy Chase got his own city named after him? Jeez, what are we doing wrong? No. Again, that's in the D.C. area for all you folks in D.C. Same event, Women, Wine, and Tech. Just come out and meet other great women in the tech space. And again, headshots and wine and resume help and all that kind of stuff. So I just wanted to mention those couple of brief footnotes here. But this week, Kyle and I are going to chat about, we've had some good feedback on our topics as of late. We figured this one was also in the pipeline and I've been hanging around for a little bit. So we figured that let's see what we can do and rock and roll on this one. This week, we are going to chat first day on the job, right? First day on the job. And knowing or trying to pick up and blend in with company culture, right? So that's important, right? And they go hand in hand, right? So you found your job, right? You applied, you went through interviews, right? So whether that's one or two or whatever, usually from a help desk or a service desk perspective, it's a one interview process, sometimes two, most of the time it's one, but yeah, you nailed the interview, you got in there. And now you actually got you figured out your salary, right? You came to an agreement on the salary and here you are. Now it's okay. Now it's first day on the job, which can be kind of intimidating, to be honest.
For sure.
Every company is a little different the way they do introductions and their onboarding process, right? So I feel like a first day on the job / knowing company culture really depends on the company's onboarding process. And I've been at a few places that have some really good onboarding processes and others like it doesn't exist. So you kind of have to swim the waters yourself, which is hard, right? You have no idea. You don't know anybody outside of your one or two conversations with the boss. You don't know anybody else. It's kind of his or her job to assimilate you while you try to swim in all this information of, okay, new guy and fresh bait kind of deal. But so we're going to talk a little bit about that, try to hide how to kind of wade those waters and see what you can come out of on the first day and hoping to help, know those company cultures and trying to blend in the best as you can. So anything on that, Kyle, you want to kind of kick that off or?
Yeah. I mean, like you're saying the first day is pretty wild. I mean, for me, I had two interviews, one with the team, one with the CIO. And then it was just like, cool, we want you. And just showing up on my new campus kind of deal like that. I'm like there with my lunch bag and my book bag, first day of school, just like looking around, like it's all new and different.
Where's the fridge?
Right. And it's like anything, you change, different, scary.
Yep.
You push through it. Everybody, at least for me, was super cool and super inviting and nice. It was just different. Which is the worst part. You get comfortable and familiar with things and out of your own way and out of your own head shell kind of thing like that. It's good though. Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely good for growth.
Yeah, for sure. Right. You don't grow unless you're outside your comfort zone. Right. It's always been that kind of deal. But yeah, I would say, the first day is always hectic. First day is always a lot of paperwork as well. Right. So you try HR is going to get you for a couple hours and you got to go through some training. And depending on what industry you're in or what vertical, you got to do extra training. And it feels like today, right, the first day or maybe even the first week is going to be, you're going to be hit with some sort of cyber security training, right? Don't click on the phishing links and all that kind of crazy stuff. Yeah, definitely a lot of paperwork on the first day for that, from that perspective. But a lot of this should go without being said, but we're just kind of briefly kind of skim over them. A couple of notes that Kyle and I jotted down, but I always come with questions, right? So be prepared as much as you can. And ask questions when you get there. Say, hey, you do this, or what's your policy on this, or X, Y, and Z. Again, that's gonna vary on what vertical you're in, or what every company is different. But yeah, it's getting your laptop and knowing what you can and can't put on a company laptop, right? Do they have you strictly pick from a company store, right? And then you're kind of shoehorned into using what apps they make available to you, or do you have admin rights on your machine? You can download your favorite text editor, that sort of thing. So you're doing that, right? And obviously keeping things in line with things you need to do your job, right? That sort of thing. So, and then also it's, you almost have to sell yourself on the first day, if that makes sense. So like you're meeting all these people for the first time, like have a 20-second or 30-second elevator pitch, if you will, to say, hey, here's who I am. Here's where I was before, blah, blah, blah. Because that's going to come up, right? Everybody that you meet or most people that you're going to meet, they're going to ask like where you were and what you did before that or things of that nature. So I would almost come up with like a 30-second elevator pitch to give to these folks that you meet and say, hey, here's who I am. Here's what I do. Here's what I'm bringing, you know, or here's where I was. Here's what I'll be doing in the position here, blah, blah, blah. So they just, so everybody has like a vague understanding of what your purpose is and kind of go from there. So cause you're going to meet everybody, right? Everybody from IT people to non-IT people. I should probably preface this, right? So in this day of working from home, a lot more work from home now than there used to be pre-COVID, but this is obviously for people that are in an office, right? Which most of the time is the first line help desk or service desk or sometimes even second tier two, right? In an office, right? So this is under the impression that you're in that sort of role that is either full-time on site or maybe 3 to 4 days a week in an office, right? So it's much different, obviously, from home, and you're meeting people on a screen versus in person in the flesh. So just want to throw that out there as well. But yeah, this is obviously, without stating the obvious, this is for folks that are in the office full time, right? So in an actual brick and mortar building. So yeah, yet again, the first day kind of thing, show up, right? Show up early. I usually, at most places I've been, when I was younger, like I'd have trouble sleeping the night before. I'm like, all right, can't it just be morning? Like, I want to do this. You know, but yeah, I would say show up early, but enter the actual building on time, right? You're just like, all right, you know, get there, whatever, 20 minutes early. And then if you start at 8, I would probably walk in somewhere at 8 o'clock on the dot, that kind of thing, depending on how far you got to go up when you get in the building. So, but yeah, I would get there early, find a coffee shop, something, right? Dunkin', something, be there and kind of mentally prepare yourself. But you definitely want to give yourself enough time to account for the unexpected, right? So the traffic or an accident or something that's going to slow you down in the morning, right? You don't want to have your place 20 minutes away and leave 20 minutes before the start time, because something is bound to go wrong at all times. So just show up early, kind of relax, chill, find a coffee shop, mentally prepare for that first day, you know. And I would figure out too, like once you kind of get in there, this is easier said than done, but you sort of have to figure out your social landscape, if you will. Like, I feel like, you know, you're going to associate and not only get along with all your coworkers, but you got to associate and get along with the right ones as well. Right. So there's always this weird hierarchy of this person is looked upon better than this person. Well, I want to hang out with the person that's looked upon pretty good. That's my lunch table, right? So you always want to kind of do that. And that gets back to some of the office politics we talked about a couple of weeks ago. But it's an interesting, I don't know, it's an interesting way of looking at it. But like, okay, who's a good one to follow and who's a good one to stay away from, right? Because I've been in those places where people weren't necessarily in my department, but you saw them from a mile away, like, that person's got the type A personality. Yeah, he or she is like flies off the handle on the regular. I'm right. it's one of those things. He's like, I'll take a mental note on that one. But yeah, and obviously read people's titles and what they, you know, what kind of titles your coworkers have, and that'll kind of give you an idea of who to hang with and who to rub elbows and be in the same circles with.
I would definitely say, you know, you usually get a good layout from your boss and stuff like that too, like who does what, maybe people to watch out for, stuff like that. Definitely go back to what you're saying though, show up early, be on time. You don't want to make a bad impression, especially the first day. Absolutely terrible.
You're working uphill unnecessarily.
Right.
Exactly.
Asking questions, you know, all those things, elevator pitch, they parade you around the office the first day and they're like, hey, this is the new XYZ guy. And everybody kind of wants to know a little backstory. So just kind of have that.
Yep.
And that prepared.
Yeah. And then you go talk to non-IT folks that your boss introduces you to, like HR, or sometimes they have like a welcoming committee or whatever. And they go, oh, yeah, this is the new whatever guy. And they go, oh, yeah. Like you could see in their eyes, they have no clue what you do.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? I've been there too. It's like, all right, I'll see you when I see you, that kind of deal. But now the other thing I would say too, this should probably be number one, but you just got to relax, right? It's first days can be jittery, right? Nervous and all that kind of thing. But again, well-rested, prepared, on time. And all of that accounts for that being a visible milestone, right? And you just want to be at your best. So just relax. At one point, everyone else was a newbie too. So you just got to relax and meet everybody you can, shake hands, fist pump, elbows, whatever now in the age of the post-COVID age we live in.
Right.
Yeah, and then that comes with that smile, right? You smile at everybody. Mm-hmm. You smile and nod and say, hey, this is what we're doing, or hey, how are you, blah, blah, blah. So yeah, I would say definitely smile, nod, agree. And like I said, that first impression always sticks with everyone the most, right? They matter. They certainly do. So
I think, what's the other thing they say? Matching body language.
Yep.
That helps.
Yep.
Yeah. So if you see somebody cross their arms, nod their head, smile, like kind of do things to blend in, look. And what you were saying was relax too. Try and watch your caffeine intake. You don't want to get all hopped up, be bouncing off the walls and stuff like that. That's not going to help. If you're talking 800 miles a minute, fidgeting or something like that, because you're all caffeinated.
Yep.
Overly caffeinated.
Exactly. Yeah. Go easy on the Dunkin' when you pull in.
Totally.
And this sort of pulls into the imposter syndrome that we talked about a couple weeks ago. But when you're there, you're hired as a whatever. You got to look and play that part, right? Say, mm-hmm. Hey, this is here. I belong here. They hired me to do this job. This is what I do, right? So you got to be as professional as you were in the interview process and address the part, things of that nature. But you got to look and play the part and you'll fit right in. People won't think twice about it. It's just what it is. So I would definitely say, that helps you blend in. It helps you helps others be comfortable around you, things of that nature. And this goes as a standard thing, but if you're not sure what the dress code is, either ask the boss or call HR and ask, right? Everybody asks about whatever. So yeah, totally take advantage of that as well. Don't be shy. That's another one. I would say, hey, say hi. And like I said, introduce yourself to everybody, right? So the more friendly you are, that's the vibe you give off, and the easier and more comfortable will be for everybody. So yeah, totally. Totally there. And you're going to have your boss and maybe a counterpart in your department, but you want to definitely befriend at least to one person, right? At least one colleague. You want to make a friend, right? That's the kind of thing. Take that extra step and go make a friend on day one, right? So it's good for you, kind of people showing you the ropes, or having that person there that's been there for a while kind of show you the ways and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. Always be available to lend a helping hand, and we always say this, a little goodwill goes a long way. So positive energy, things of that nature. But yeah, I would definitely try and be a friend to at least one person day one, and then it just gets easier from there. So totally on board with making a friend, right? Certainly doesn't hurt. Don't turn down a lunch, right? Every place I've worked, they take the new guy out for lunch his first day.
Yep.
Everywhere. Yeah. And I say, all right, line it up. Let's go.
Right.
If it's offered, which most times it will be, maybe not the first day, depending on what's going on. Like if there's something really broke or whatever, the boss is tied up or whatever, but definitely the first week.
No, yeah.
They'd say, hey, come on, let's go to lunch or whatever. And yeah, I would go in a heartbeat. You'd show that you're ready to mingle and rock and roll with the new team. So save the pack lunch for another day, for day one, for sure. And this one's a big one too. Depending on what the role you're in, and I think the higher up the chain you go, this applies less, but it still applies, just less. But listen and observe, I think, is super, super important, like day one. Like, from a listening and observing perspective, like, and this is debatable, right? So take this with a grain of salt, but I think depending on your position, you should be listening and observing for at least the first 3 months, sometimes even 6 months before you even suggest anything, because it gives you a chance to know the environment that you're in, right? So, and know the environment. Maybe you do see a thing or two that could be done better or that could be done differently. But if you suggest it without knowing why they did it that way in the first place, that could cause some issues there. So yeah. And usually in that first 3 to 6 month period, you get a lot of questions answered as to why, you know, certain things are done that way. So like from Kyle and I's perspective, why is the network done this way? Or why is this VLAN done this way? Or why is routing done this way? And like, okay, right. Yeah, you noticed that day two, but you need to give it a couple of months to, okay, really learn the environment from a 50,000 foot view. Maybe it was done that way at the time because it needed to be done that way at the time. A Band-Aid or an app needed a certain whatever and it needed to be routed that way. Or they, again, they threw it in as a Band-Aid and just never got back to it. That kind of, and that's okay. But you don't want to suggest things like in the first week and then they go, oh, well, it's done this way because, and you go, oh, yeah, I didn't think about that. That kind right. of thing. So that's where it comes in, like, listen and observe at least the first 3 months, sometimes even six. And then you can kind of say, hey, I've been, over the last couple of months, I've jotted down a couple notes to say, hey, we could be doing this better, blah, 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 blah. And that waiting period, usually a lot of your questions are answered and you don't have to kind of go hunting for them. But, you know, in Kyle and I's position, when you're sort of expected to hit the ground running, you don't necessarily mm-hmm. have that time. So the listen and observe thing is a shorter window for guys like Kyle and I, because yep. it's like, all right, well, you're brought in here to do X, Y, and Z. But at a help desk level, service desk level, when you're first breaking in, that window is longer to listen and observe and get those opportunities out there. So just a long-winded note on that one. So yeah, I would say write down any notes you can, take as much notes as you can, and then organize them and develop them however your mind develops them to totally do that. But yeah, so be prepared to take a ton of notes first day and definitely the first 3 to 6 months. Again, sort of showing interest in everyone and the company, right? So you got to know what your company does, right? You got to know what it does to make money to pay you, right? So I definitely, you're going to be introduced to a ton of people and they're going to try to learn a little bit about you, right? Make an effort to find out a little bit about them and their roles and that sort of thing. It certainly strokes their ego, but it'll help you do your job better if you know where pieces of the puzzle are, right? If you know everyone, if you know close to everyone's pieces of the puzzle, it makes your job easier, right? I think, because you see it from a 50,000 foot view, that sort of thing. So yeah, definitely show interest in everybody and the company, right? And Kyle, this goes back to what you said, but pay attention to your body language too, right? So they kind of go hand in hand, right? What you're saying to people and your body language have to kind of mesh, right? Mm-hmm. So people can pick up on that sort of thing. And day one sort of thing, and this is more than day one, but you got to be available to the boss, right? So that might sound obvious at its face value, but first day of work, right? You got to know where the boss is, have the boss know where you're at, and kind of go from there, but make sure that you're accessible to him or her. And yeah, this is definitely something that it's more of a first impression thing, right? You don't want to skimp on that, right? So you're going to be working with your boss the most, right? You're the one that's got to make them happy the most. So definitely put them higher on your priority list of if they want to see you. You know where you can be seen, right?
Yep.
That's it. So, you know, be yourself, and that just is what it is, right? So, I don't know. Maybe this is a little more in the newer school of thought in today's world, but, you know, I don't know, Kyle, did you ever work with somebody that was like, all right, you knew him one way in the office, and then like 5 o'clock hit and you went out for beers and he was he or she was this completely like different person, like outside the walls.
Like a switch just flipped and like they're in the office and they're like just chugging away. They're like a functional vehicle on the tracks, and then 5 o'clock hits and they're off the rails and you're like, where is this person like coming from?
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely crazy.
I've met a few people like that. It's an interesting dynamic where they're just like, all right, they're all business and brass tacks, boom. And then like 5 o'clock hits and you go out for happy hour and they're like the most personable person ever. You're like, wow, it's crazy. What are you doing?
Yeah, right.
Like, who Where's are
all
you?
This personality at work?
That's right. That would make my job, my day go a little faster if you're a little more personable. Right. I get it. Yeah, so definitely be yourself, right? Me, and I think people that know me, I'm the same person all the time. Like, at work, I am the same person that I am outside of work. I'm very hard on my sleeve and that sort of thing. So there's no big mystery of my personality of work versus non-work. But yeah, I definitely be yourself. It's, again, it's more think of ways to being relaxed and project yourself as who you are, right? So it's stressful enough to be someone else or try to be someone else. So why bother, right? To be honest. And you want consistency, right? So day in and day out, right? You want that consistency. So yeah, I would definitely try to just be yourself, relax, and just take it all in and kind of go from there. But then the sort of wrapping up the first day of work ideology there, but leave with a good attitude, right? So last thing you do or whatever, just say, hey, write notes or you organize or things of that nature. And 5 o'clock hits. Hey, all right, see you tomorrow. Hey, you didn't scare me off and I'll be back for another round. So, right. Yeah, that kind of thing. So, you know, but if it doesn't go flawlessly, don't be too hard on yourself. It is what it is. You get first day jitters or whatever. It happens to a bunch of people. So come back and hit it hard again tomorrow and see where you land. So just prepare to do your best and try to accomplish too much. You get overwhelmed and then the honeymoon space runs out quicker and nobody needs that. So there's always tomorrow. The work will always be there tomorrow. So
yeah, that's true.
No big mystery there. And Kyle, anything you want to add there on that?
Yeah. I mean, if you leave with a good attitude and stuff like that, even if it didn't go flawlessly, there's always room for improvement. You could do better. You can. That's why you learn. You ask questions. Listen, it was one of the things we were saying.
Yeah.
And you'll pick it up and it takes a little while. Like you said, 3-6 months, something like that. Maybe even a little faster if it's something a little more fast paced or an advanced kind of level or something like that. But there's room for improvement. You'll pick it up. You get on track and chugging along. You only have one first day, right?
That's it. That's it. That is it. Yeah. So just a couple of notes that Kyle and I jotted down as far as first day on the job type deal. So, but again, going back to the onboarding process, I think the last couple of years, HR departments have really tried to do better at onboarding that process, right? So that includes any kind of paperwork or employee contracts or training or reviewing the employee handbook, orientation type deals. I would definitely learn about that in those aspects of the onboarding process and say, hey, I met so-and-so today. I would probably do this before my first day, but I would research your new colleagues on LinkedIn. Right. So you can search by company, say, hey, put the company into LinkedIn and it tells you everybody that currently works there and kind of get a lay of the land and a better idea for what they're bringing and what their roles are to the job, that kind of thing. So, yeah. And the new job, it's like new school supplies, right? Buy yourself a fresh notebook, right?
Yeah.
Right. So I always have a notebook. Kind of go on a little tirade here, but I always try to find like the new fandangled app that I want to like take all these notes in and do all this cool shit in. And it never comes to par. Like I always go back to pen and paper. It's, I don't know what I'm doing.
It's so funny. I watched the evolution of Pat go through all these fucking apps and like, oh, check out this Rocket notebook thing. And I'm like, that's cool. And then he's like, no, check out this thing. No, look at this weird whiteboard app. I'm like, what? I can't even keep up. You're jumping all over.
I know.
You got 4 different things.
I know. It's awful. I can't stop myself. I can't. I just can't. And I would have bought that Desk Buddy whiteboard notebook thing, but they were all out of the black. I couldn't find a black. They were all out, or else it would have been on my desk right here. Damn it.
So good.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. Like, I try all these new things, right? I try all of these fandangled apps, right? And I just, I don't care what app it is. Like, I have to be disciplined enough to use it. That's just where my problem is. I'm not disciplined enough to use it. But then I go back to pen and paper. It's just what it is. Although the Rocket Notebook is pretty cool, I must say. Yeah, that's pretty cool. Like, I use that for a lot of my studies. So then I'm not going through throngs and throngs of regular notebook paper. I just write it, erase it, keep writing, erase it, keep writing, and that sort of thing. So, But the Rocket Notebook is cool because once you write it, you can upload it with the app and it goes to your Google Docs and all this other kind of crazy shit. So it's like a reusable notebook, which is great. So that one I do use quite a bit. But yeah, the other ones, I'm just like, man, I always find myself going back to regular pen and paper for notes and to-do lists and all that kind of stuff. And it's like, there's 1,000 apps out there for them. And I try them and then I get bored and I move on. I'm like, nothing works.
Shout out to Rocket.
That's right. Sponsor the show. No, just kidding. Yeah.
No, really.
Yeah, yeah. It's expensive to put this show on. We got to make some money somehow. Oh, man. Anyway, yeah, notebook. Yeah, get yourself a new notebook. What's the worst that can happen, right? You just notepad and write everything down. Orientation to meeting notes to whatever other daily activities or to-do lists and all that kind of stuff, right? Write it down. And then the other thing, too, I think this happens. It's probably better at the end of the day, right? Create a list of questions, right? So hey, don't ask what you can right on the spot, but most of the time stuff comes at you so fast in the first day you just don't have time. So I would just say write them down and then ask them all at once, whether it's to the boss or depending on who they need to be aimed at. So totally for that. So
back to your research, LinkedIn, social media kind of thing.
Yeah
definitely on to something, because I mean, like we said, the IT world isn't that big.
No.
So it's like, you got like the 7 degrees of Kevin Bacon kind of thing like that. Like you might start adding these people and they went to school or they worked with somebody that you worked with or went to school with or something like that. And then maybe you can get a little more insight by hitting up one of your buddies or something like that too. You know, it's crazy how interconnected everything is.
It's kind of wild. Yep. Absolutely wild. What goes on there. So yeah, always do your homework as far as who's who. And they may have some mutual colleagues. And then you go ask that mutual colleague, hey, how do you know this guy? Or hey, what's he like? Or X, Y, and Z. So totally agree with that. Do as much social media background as you can, right? That's where we're at. So yeah, those were just a couple of the first day jitters out the way, things to do, that sort of thing. So the other part of this, I guess, is more of the blending in company culture kind of deal. And again, I think the company culture starts with a strong onboarding program. And some people have good ones and some companies really don't. It just kind of throw you in the deep end. Hey, swim, that sort of thing. But try to do what you can and kind of go from there. So kind of fast forward. Okay, first day. Maybe first week, first couple of weeks, whatever. You're just checking out things like, okay, alliances, who's talking to who, who's getting what done, and all that kind of jazz. And you've decided on an app to take notes. But I would look at things like check. I think this is an underrated one, right? You got to check out the office decor. Right. Cause if you're like, people are fun and they have trinkets on their desks or whatever. In my case, I used to always have a Funko Pop or two on the desk, depending on which one it was or kind of the vibe that it was going for. Yeah. But, and then like people knew that I was into those and I collect them. So like for like, I don't know, Christmas gifts or just whatever, like, hey, I saw this or whatever. Actually, truth be told, I worked with a girl, Tanya. She was awesome. She was great. And she knew I was into Funkos because I had 2 or 3 on my desk. And the one Monday I come in and there's a Funko on my desk. And I'm like, where did this come from? And Tanya, who's had like 2 cubicles down, she's like, she goes, me and my wife were at Toys R Us this weekend. This is when Toys R Us was like closing down. It was like the last, like the final countdown or whatever, a couple years ago. She's like, oh yeah, it was like a My Little Pony Funko that she bought. She's like, oh, this made me think of you because I know you collect them, blah, blah, blah. It was like this purple sparkly Funko in this. I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. You know, I'll take it for sure. But I was like, it was like pixel sparkle or some, I don't know what the hell the name was. It's here somewhere. I have to find it. But yeah, it's like just little stuff like that, right? You just got to figure out who's doing what or pictures of their kids or any kind of trinkets. Or now I think today's all the rage is those mechanical keyboards, the ones that are super, super loud, that kind of thing. I've seen people have those at their desks and whatnot. Just kind of get a vibe for what the office space looks like. And also another story, when I worked at Evolve IP, they, around Christmas time, they had a little competition between departments of who could like build their department section in the most Christmassy themed kind of deal. And like, I'll always remember this because it was a cool idea. I think it was over in, I don't know, it was the project managers or product or I don't know what, I forget where they were, but they had this huge wall. It was like an exterior facing wall kind of thing, but it was big and it had nothing on the wall. It was just kind of, it was this large unused space. They actually made the Grinch in the Santa suit with the freaking knapsack, with his knapsack. They made the picture and they made it out of different colored post-it notes.
What?
Yeah, it was wild. I was like, who thinks of this? This is amazing. So there's a picture out there somewhere. I'll have to find it and send it to you, Kyle. But yeah, it was literally they made a picture of the Grinch on this huge wall in different color post-it notes. It was awesome. I was like, this is the coolest thing ever. Yeah, so they had all different departments decorated for Christmas and all kind of stuff. So yeah, just one of those kind of things, like just be aware of the surroundings, and that can tell you what kind of culture you have. So that was, and Evolve's culture was pretty good. So based off of the story I just told. So it was definitely good. So yeah, just kind of a couple tips on how to gauge your company culture and kind of make sure you fit in, right? That kind of thing. So the other thing too, this kind of goes back to what we talked about first day, but I would ask about like lunch routines and participate when you can, right? So do people go out to lunch? Do they have a kitchen? Do they gather in like a common, you know, space, or do they order in often? Do they have it Uber Eats or DoorDash to the place? Or do some folks like do exercise during their lunch breaks? So like when I worked at Lantec, Mike Kelly and I, shout out to Mike, him and I would take a minute or a couple minutes and walk around the building. Right. Mm-hmm. Just a couple laps around the building, get the blood going. Right. And some days people would join us. Other days it would just be me and Mike, and we'd bitch for 20 minutes and go back inside and put our happy faces on. You could tell what kind of culture it was. It wasn't the greatest, but you know, whatever it is, find out what people do and join in. Right. It helps you learn about your coworkers and things of that nature. And to be honest with you, some of my coworkers that I've worked with at various jobs are still good friends to this day. So learn about them and definitely you can form some lifelong friendships there. But yeah, totally. But then also, I would also say then too, like if you have a vendor coming in, so like, you know, you use, I don't know, I'm just going to throw Cisco out there. If you use Cisco as a vendor and they come in once a quarter and show their face and shake hands and your salesperson has a sales pitch ready in their hand, you know, they're going to take you to lunch. You bet your sweet ass I'm going to go to that lunch. I'll sit through a sales pitch for a good steak or whatever. Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Do that too. So as many vendors come in, definitely take them up on their lunch opportunities. So and the other one too, I haven't seen a lot of this, some of it, but not a lot. But I would say create your own profile if your company has like a platform to do so. Like, for example, a lot of places are Microsoft shops, so they're SharePoint people, right? So like you can kind of create your own profile within SharePoint to a certain extent, because a lot of companies put like organizational charts in there and things of that mm-hmm. nature. And then when you click on your profile, like when somebody clicks on your picture, brings up a little profile of you and blah, blah, blah. Like I would fill that out, right? It's just another way to communicate with people if people want to use that avenue. Or some places have like a Slack or a Discord or any of those other kind of chat platforms, that sort of thing. So I would definitely get on board with that and kind of go from there. So any sort of new hire, you should definitely jump into any sort of online community. So I've even had places that were Google. They had like an IT space inside Google. I forget what wasn't Hangouts. It was whatever Google's forum is now. I forget what they change apps like all the time, but it's hard to keep track of what Google's doing. But they had like a space for just IT people that were invited to. It was a room, for lack of a better term. It was a room, right? So and people in IT posted memes or good jobs or hey thanks or whatever was going on. So definitely jump into any sort of online communities that you have at your particular place of employment there to kind of gauge culture, things of that nature. But again, the kind of final one here is don't be shy, right? So mm-hmm. again, everybody was a newbie once, right? Reach out and get to know people, meetings, engage, just participate, right? I would just say that's the number one thing, right? You got to participate. You got to play to win, right? So people don't know who you are if you don't tell them who you are. But again, I think company culture and fit is a hard one to kind of, it's hard to quantify because it's good and it's bad, right? If you have a terrible culture, then company, then people are just kind of walk around like robots and whatever and blah, blah. But if you make it fun, if you make it not such a, like such a job, or, you know what I mean? It's easier to digest and you want to interact more on a day-to-day basis with your colleagues because you want to be there and you want a common goal, right? So, but yeah, I personally, I think company culture is a hard, you're trying to satisfy however many people you have in your organization and everyone's different. So it's hard to kind of quantify that. I don't know. It's just, that's what I've seen over the last couple of jobs I've had. And some people really do it right. And some people just, they can't get out of their own way. It just is what it is. So yeah. I don't know. You have anything on that, Kyle?
No, I think you covered that pretty well. Got everything in there.
Cool. So yeah, I think that's going to be it for this one. So a couple, just to kind of recap, a couple things to kind of make the first day on the job go smoothly and then kind of blend it in with some culture tips or how you can kind of gauge your company's culture in the first couple of weeks that you're there. So definitely I hope this helped some folks that are looking to break in or even changing roles or whatever. Certainly let us know how we're doing. So always feedback is always welcome, but I hope you enjoyed this episode. So we're going to get out of your hair. I know this is a little bit of a shorter one. We're trying to keep them a little shorter nowadays. So when it's just Kyle and I, we're kind of keeping them a little short, 45 minutes, mm-hmm. somewhere in there. And then when we have guests on, we can kind of go a little longer for the hour because it's more engaging. And obviously guests are always great. So we're due for a guest here, another episode or two. So, but yeah, totally check out this Thursday, the 13th. Check out our live episode and join from your favorite platform because we're going to be all over. So be on the lookout for that invite. So yeah, totally. And bring your scary story. We want to hear it all. We love them. I have a scary story of my own or two that I'm going to bring. So it's going to be on. It's on like Donkey Kong, baby. Let's go.
Wow.
I promise I won't bring any more of those corny jokes. So, all right, everybody, we're going to get out of here. Thank you again for joining this week on the show. Make sure you visit our website, BreakingBytesPod.io, where you can get a subscription to your favorite streaming platform, whether that's iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, anywhere really that you can get a podcast, we are there. So if you're in iTunes, which most of you are, why don't you leave us a raving review, I might say, or middle of the road, whatever you're feeling. We'll take any kind of constructive criticism we can. So leave us a rating on iTunes. That always looks better on us and attracts more folks and plays with the algorithms and all that other kind of stuff. So that'd be great. And also tell a friend, right? So that's even better some days. I think some days even better than some of the reviews and stuff that's out there, right? Word of mouth is always great. So follow us on Twitter. Again, like I said, Twitter, Facebook, we have a Discord server out there, the invite. All of our socials and stuff will be in the show notes of the show. We have a survey out there for everyone. Again, it just helps us tweak the show a little bit. Just a couple questions. I think there's like 9 or 10 questions out there. So go out and do that. We don't collect any info. We don't know who you are. It's completely anonymous. It just helps us. It just aggregates answers and helps us tweak the show. So hang out at the survey there and get us going. And I think that's it. Kyle, you got anything else? We get out of here?
Yeah, that's it.
Cool. All right, everybody. Thanks again for joining, and we will see you on Thursday for the live show. Take care.
So long.